grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Valley from Normal New Zealand and the Hemp Store. Welcome.
G'day. Good afternoon.
You were kind of giving me my headphones are cooked. Eyes. Are your headphones okay?
No, we're all good.
Okay, good.
We're all good.
Hey, Chris, I just had a quick thing sprung to mind. Anything happening at the Hemp Store? Any new cool shit that I need to get my hands on? I know it's not a sales pitch, but I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah, you've caught me. I should have got something. What's the latest? Oh, we got in a bunch of testing kits, right? There's been a bunch of cocaine around. I don't know. I'm not saying this is a good thing. There's been all these dodgy things going on up at K Road. Anyway, there's clearly... And in fact, we've had a DEA office open in New Zealand, right? I don't know if a lot of people realise this. DEA have opened two offices, Auckland and Wellington.
The DEA?
And what they were saying, I think, matches up with what we're seeing at a kind of street level in places like K Road. And that's that there's a lot more cocaine around, and who knows what the hell it is, but it's certainly coming for some pretty dodgy sources. They're fingering the Mexican cartels, these DEA guys. I mean, this is not like a joke thing. This is like serious stuff, right? Anyway, so one of the things we like to help people, we actually provide the testing kits for Know Your Stuff to go around the festivals and test people's ecstasies and things, and that range has recently been expanded by our partners or suppliers in America, Dance Safe, and so we have a range of fentanyl testing kits so that people can look after themselves there, and a cocaine testing kit as well so people can stay safer there. Of course, the safest thing, don't do it, stay away from it, but, you know, good to test it too.
A safe investment.
Stay away from it is the best thing.
Yeah.
Stay away from what?
Don't know, don't ask. That's what I say to that too.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what's been happening up there. It's like we deal with this whole other world, you know, as well. So,
cannabis-wise, Family First have been kicking up a stink, Chris.
Yeah, so Family First, they even have a petition going. There's been a little bit of media about them. Hopefully the least the better. I think a lot of media are starting to realise that shit. They're kind of feeling like, on the one hand, they have to cover them because they're the only opposition, and that's kind of balance. But is that really the right balance, is just to air people's crap just because they're the only people saying it? I don't know. So anyway, they're alleging a link with violence and psychosis that simply isn't there. It's not borne out by what's happening overseas. And even if it is true, of course, it's better managed and regulated under a legal environment. That's simply the case.
Bless you. But,
sorry, Matt, just indeed. Getting that sneeze.
So Ali Mao actually did a really good rebuttal of all their stuff. I think that was on the of all their claims on the News Hub website. And in fact, on in the Herald, Andrew Little yesterday had an opinion piece about the referendum that was very informative if people want to have a read of that, and gives you some really good clues about where things are going. Of course, no sort of big surprises, but one of the things is he talks about it being a factual, credible campaign, and I think he's kind of signalling or realising that there's going to be a role for the government in the campaign, that they can't just stand back, because then it will be dominated by people like Family First, who actually, despite what they throw at our side, they are the ones with the money. They're the ones running billboards and seem to have these campaigns going on. And if the government stands back, and, you know, we're just going to continue to be talking about myths and crap for a while, right? So there's going to be a role for them to do an evidence-based, factual campaign. That was interesting. Other big news of the week was there was a survey or some research came out from Horizon Research, and it was asking how many people would like to access medical cannabis products when the scheme goes live later this year or early next year. And of course, we know that already under the current illegal, you know, under the law right now, or what has been the law up till now, that it's 10% of adults. So it's, you know, it's a few hundred thousand people. So the survey is saying, well, who under the legal one, and it's 400,000 people definitely want to. So the 600,000 would like to or might.
This adds up to a million.
It's about a third.
It's not smokeable.
Well, it's just medical cannabis in some form, right? So whatever form that is, you know, that remains to be seen. But this is in terms of people who would like to access medical cannabis products under a legal medical scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously most of those people, I think, would are probably thinking it would be over the counter, or there will at least be some forms of that. You go into a pharmacy and perhaps get something over the counter. We're not quite sure whether that is how it will be. The draft regulation is going to be out in July, and people will be able to have their say. It's only going to go for a month, so in July you'll be able to see how the scheme is actually going to be. I'll be able to have some more news about that, and then
what's the point of this sort of research, you know, which is looking at the appetite for it? Is
well,
it just
got
so
a plan
whole,
for
like
it,
the wholesalers and the wholesalers step up and get in the products, or
Well, as you see in all sorts of, you know, legal schemes and things, when you transition over, if you haven't planned for it, there's bottlenecks and you know, who knows, or people stay with illicit suppliers that perhaps might have the best intentions but aren't doing it right, or certainly aren't testing products. Or
And how do they gather these numbers? Is it
This is one way.
I was just curious, because
Massey's also doing another study, actually, as well. Massey University right now have a one going online, and that's looking at again, the ways that people are doing it.
Is there still a chance that people are sort of being cagey about how honest they are with the use of their marijuana because it's still illegal?
So I think we've kind of gone beyond that a bit, but possibly still in a workplace setting, you know, and we're going to have to manage that. And of course, it's not such a big issue. We manage it now, and that won't really change too much. Just like the driving thing, that will stay illegal, that will stay managed, and that will be, you know, that will be done, as I said last week, that'll be done separately to the referendum. But it will be in both those. We're going to have to be testing for actual impairment rather than simply presence, right?
Now, Chris, you mentioned something earlier off air about the evolution of cannabis.
Oh, a fascinating study has come out this week. It's covered in New Scientist. People can get it there, and it isn't even behind a paywall, which is great. So it's actually led by Professor John McPartland. He's at, well, I don't want to name drop, but he's a good buddy of mine, and we go way back. He used to live here in New Zealand, and he's in Vermont now. He used to live in New Zealand. He's a professor at Unitech, and anyway, he's been doing this fascinating cannabis research. Pollen analysis is this particular one. And looking at things like sediments and lakes and things to look at how far back things really go, right? And through that, tracing the evolution of cannabis and where it's appeared in various places. So it's a new way of looking at things, of this particular study, or building on. It really does reconfirm what people have found in the last few years, which is that it came from Central Asia, and they've narrowed it down in this study to the Tibetan Plateau, right in the middle there. Mm. But actually in an era when, you know, we're going so far back that plate tectonics have had a bit of a role in it too, you know. But Ice Age basically marooned these two separate populations. So you have this thing they call the putative ancestor, Cannabis PA. This is a new one for you. And this did this two separate populations, one somewhere in Europe, possibly the Crimea, possibly a little bit further. Mm. That to this day is what's become what they now call narrowleaf hemp, which is European hemp, which is Cannabis sativa. Mm-hmm. The other isolated population was down Southeast Asia somewhere. So these populations stayed isolated millions of years. Mm-hmm. What we've ended up with is that one from Southeast Asia became the drug variety. Everything that we consume for medicine, for getting high, all came from that. Mm-hmm. And hemp came from the other side.
Okay.
The European hemp did.
And if people want to find out more about it, the New Scientist, did you say?
New Scientist.
New Scientist, yeah. Free, not behind a paywall.
You'll be able to find it. Just Google it.
New Scientist magazine?
Yes.
Right on. Love that magazine. It's great.
We all love it. Yeah,
great bathroom reading,
though. Indeed. Yep. But one of the things, just to complete that though, is that everything that we've kind of got now has come from this narrow little set. And what this study was also showing is that there's huge untapped potential in all these other pockets that have come from around the world. Because it's a bit of a long story, but everything we're basically consuming as people for medicine or for getting high represents this tiny, tiny, tiny little fraction of the gene pool that's out there. So a lot of the research that medical companies, including here in New Zealand, are doing is to try and look at the rest that's out there.
I guess it's similar to like apple trees and stuff, because everyone just wants the big shiny apple, and what happens is you lose all the variety and actually
exactly,
all the nutrients,
yeah,
which the little apples punch out. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? Fascinating stuff.
All right, Chris. Hey, thank you very much for once again joining us here at BFM. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you truck on down from the hemp store and come and
pleasure to be here. Thanks very much.
The electric cycle's down, actually. I'll have you know.
Taxi today.
Really? Normally it's an electric cycle. Have you ever driven a truck here?
Driven a truck.
A biodiesel truck.
Oh.
Trucking
Willie on Nelson. A no. Willie Nelson truck.
Hemp powered, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Chris.
Catch him on his bike.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.